Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Today on the show, we have Dr. Timothy Schaefer. He is the director of the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy at Kansas State University, and he's also a professor out there in the Department of Communications. Welcome once again.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
And not in Manhattan today. You're in another state.
I am. Yeah, I'm calling from Western New York. So we are visiting some family, which we haven't realized we haven't been here since 2018 for a couple reasons, mostly COVID kind of wrecked the plans and some other things. But yeah, I'm calling from Western New York, and thankfully there's a reception here that works because I'm deep in the woods. But it's really good to be with you.
Yeah.
So thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to get to talk to you here. And it's always something that we can chat about going on nationally and something going on locally here. And we're going to try to get to both of those here this morning. And thought I'd start first with the national story here going on. You've been following it, I know, a little closer than I have probably with the January 6th insurrection that happened in Washington, D.C. And that investigation continues. I know they're working on forming a commission that's going to investigate that and a little bit more. But that's kind of hit a stall here as of yesterday.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all about how do we want to think about the length of kind of the story, the arc here. And so just yesterday there were some announcements made by Speaker Pelosi about who was not going to serve on the commission. And then the minority leader, Kevin McCarthy, had kind of a response to that to pull out other members of the Republican Party. But that's the most kind of recent kind of episode of this. But I think it's helpful to look back a little bit further. And Red, as you referenced, the January 6th events, the day of kind of the confirmation of the November election voting process. In typical years, and we've never had an experience quite like this, of just kind of formal confirmation, right? The process in which the tallies are delivered to Congress, because for the listeners to be reminded, we have this kind of indirect election process, the Electoral College, right? So you are voting for your delegates from your state to then go to Congress, and then those are confirmed on January 6th. And so part of the idea of what occurred on that day from a number of people truly were to stop the process, right? So trying to break into the grounds, and some did, and we even have, I know KMAN has covered some of this in the past, some individuals from the area who were part of that. And so this all stems from that day, that insurrection, and particularly of kind of Congress to explore how to understand what happened, why, what were any of the shortcomings that came from Capitol Police, for example, which was very quickly one of the questions people had of how does something like this happen, especially when you kind of anticipate some of this, but also at the relationships between them and, say, the federal government, the military, for example. And so all of these kinds of layers that then led to this call for a joint commission, which would have included both members of the House of both parties, as well as the Senate. And a little while back, the Senate very narrowly along party lines. And so the Republican Party voted against actually forming this joint commission, which meant it fell back to the House if they wanted to proceed, and they did. And so that's kind of what led us to this point of saying the House is going to lead this process to kind of better understand and explore the January 6th insurrection. What then happened was, and she significantly appointed a slate of Democratic congressional members, as well as Liz Cheney, who is a Republican member of Congress, kind of on their docket. And then GOP leadership had the ability to put forward a number of names. And it was that which we've just experienced in the last few days, that the slate of individuals, two in particular, who had voted against kind of the confirmation of that formal process on January 6th, they were advanced on the part of GOP leadership. And that was where Speaker Pelosi said they will not serve on this committee. And that's kind of what led to yesterday, this sense of well, then we're going to pull all of our members from McCarthy to where we're sitting right now with some degree of uncertainty. It may be led almost exclusively by Democrats, with one Republican, again, Representative Cheney, who has been long critical of both former President Trump and a number of these individuals, folks like Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio, who have been very outspoken about that event and kind of the integrity of the election, right? So making these kind of false claims about what did or didn't happen. So that's the quick version. There's a lot more, obviously, the listeners could look into, but that's kind of what leads us to this point. But I think, you know, one of the things for us is what are the implications? What matters here as people kind of view this process? Does it, you know, some of the narratives are that this is just going to follow down the kind of partisan lines and not be as beneficial. The other piece is that, and there's just this morning I was reading kind of an opinion piece about this, but I think one a little bit, I think a fairly well-informed one, is that in fact, the kind of actions by Kevin McCarthy is kind of in boosting the integrity of the January 6th investigation. This is in the Washington Post, about how, you know, the complicated nature of having and putting forward two members to serve on a very small committee who outwardly were critical and viewed the confirmation and the election as not being legitimate. On the committee that would have been looking at why that thing happened, this in some ways, and some are arguing this, that this actually gives it more integrity rather than having it be you know, maybe what we would expect it to be, just this, you know, smaller kind of partisan feud.
I don't think we want it partisan. I don't think anybody wants it to be partisan here, because then it's going to be skewed, the investigation. That would hurt the integrity, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Right. I mean, this is why, you know, the sense of who was going to be part of this, you know, the people like McCarthy, Banks and Jordan, who were being kind of advanced to be on this, they, you know, they all voted to object to the President Biden's electors, you know, mm-hmm. this a vote that represented this kind of culmination of the lies, I guess, if we want to just use that word, that this committee is going to investigate, and what led to then that violence that, you know, if the listeners recall, we had multiple deaths of both Capitol Police and of those who were participating in all of this, and so the, you know, this, there's kind of like a bit of a hidden dynamic here that both kind of McCarthy and Jordan were there, right? They were, you know, literally on the floor for this experience, right? And even kind of some of the immediate frantic kind of appeals to some of the Trump supporters to kind of call back what they realized was very quickly moving from truly kind of a protest and standing in kind of the appropriate spaces, not breaking through barricades or breaking down windows or through doors and things, to what we saw, truly some of the really graphic images, and even more of them have been released recently, to where, again, the gravity of what happened, which is really one of the big things that is driving this whole committee, is to explore and understand what was going on. You know, maybe for the listeners to think about something comparable of sorts. It's not a perfect example, but thinking about all of the many hours of hearings related to Benghazi, for example, which a number of years ago was just kind of all consuming. It's something along those lines, or after 9/11, for example, these commissions that are established to understand why did things happen as they did? What were the things that led to that, and what we do differently or better. And the concern here is that, right, there's this kind of outward expectation of things, if it's, you know, purely bipartisan, that is kind of by default always the best outcome. And part of the critique of that approach, and which is why Speaker Pelosi rejected two, not all of them, but two of the slate of members of Congress put forward by the minority leader was that they explicitly rejected that process that was going to be investigated. So, right. So we, when we think about this kind of integrity, it's a question of like, what makes it have that integrity? Is it purely having the people with the certain names, party affiliation, or is it people who kind of view and recognize the event as what it was? So, yeah.
It's interesting. And obviously I think from the Democrat standpoint, this is probably, one thing we haven't heard a lot about in the news here is the impeachment that came out after this whole incident took place. I know they voted to impeach, and that kind of fell apart here. It was toward the end of Trump's presidency.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost, I mean, step back for a moment and just think about how much happened in the last year and a half or even a little bit longer. And so it's easy to almost lose elements of the fact that, you know, President Trump was impeached twice, not removed from office, but, you know, partly because of what came from this, as many scholars who study both American history, political science, both historical and kind of contemporary ways, and also globally, you know, highlight the severity of what occurred on that day, on January 6th, and why it's really important, not just to understand, like, how did people get through barricades, or why weren't there more personnel, for example, things like that, but what, even kind of ideologically and psychologically, has such a large portion, and we can find this from a number of polls, even just some that just came out, the numbers of people who think the investigation into January 6th is warranted or not, you can see this amazing disparity of Democrats and Republicans. Just a CBS YouGov poll from this month, from July, kind of, you know, it bears this out. And this is when in the past we've talked about this kind of dysfunction of polarization, this kind of toxic nature of the moment that we're in. This is one of those scenarios that if we can't look with some level of trust or integrity at an event that we can see with our own eyes, if we watched the videos either in real time or after the fact, this is a real dilemma. In the kind of academic world, it's we talk about this as epistemology. How do we know things? And is it observable? Is it something that is, you know, not kind of obscured in these ways that are more difficult to kind of comprehend? Because in many ways we can just see it, right? The transition from people kind of marching after being at a rally with the president, kind of down the street to what then led, you know, what then happened of kind of breaking through again, you know, barricades and windows and the destruction of, you know, as we refer to it, as our house, as the house, you know, of Congress, as this place of the people. And so this is a real, as many scholars keep highlighting, this is a really significant moment. And so not to simply kind of downplay it as this kind of thing that happened, but yeah, to your point, even like the second impeachment, for example, almost in some ways kind of gets forgotten about, right? Except for those who kind of keep track of which presidents have been impeached and such, that it just kind of slid down the line of things that were happening at the end of that term.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to take a break here. We'll come back more with Dr. Schaefer in a moment here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.